This is Melissa Block. We noticed after we hired her that Sylvia Pagioli had an unusual effect on people. We've always edited out these bits from her interviews, but for today's special program, we've decided to share these tapes from our archives just with you. The first tape is from the spring of 1999.
This is Sylvia Pagioli reporting from a bunker in Yugoslavia on the fifth day of the NATO bombing campaign known as Operation Allied Force. I'm here with head UN peacekeeper John Micklethwaite, and from the looks of it, the Allies have just started another bombing run. John, can you give us an update on the situation?
I can, but we're not safe here. Let me take you underground right now. What did you say your name was again?
Sylvia Pagioli.
Really? That's a beautiful last name. Would you say it again for me, please?
Pagioli.
A bit of a ruckus here with all the damn F-16s flying about, isn't it? Could you say it again?
Could we maybe talk about this when we're underground?
They're American laser-guided missiles, love. Not to worry. Come on, let's hear it one more time.
Well, okay, Pagioli.
God, I love the way you say that. Please, say it again.
I can hear the bombs.
Forget about the bombs, just say your last name again.
Pagioli.
Wow. I mean, wow. It feels so good when you say that. I feel like I'm tingling all over, like someone's rubbing my cock from the inside. That's just remarkable. I've never felt anything like it. Again, please, I really need to hear it again.
Well, okay, Pagioli.
Oh my God, don't stop. Keep going just like that.
Pagioli, Pagioli, Pagioli. Jesus Christ, that one sounded really close.
Don't stop. Ignore the bloody bombs. Just keep saying your name. Please, please, I'm begging you.
Pagioli. Pagioli, 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 Pagioli.
Oh, yes. Oh, I just came in my uniform. Oh, man. Holy fuck! We need to get underground right now! Move, move, move! Stupid fucking Americans, learn to read a bloody map, you wankers!
There was a time, of course, when Sylvia was a stranger even to the staff at NPR. But we were fortunate enough to record parts of her first day at work.
Can I help you?
You're Carl Castle!
Yes, indeed. I am he.
Wow, gosh! I was just looking for the bathroom. It's my first day here. I'm Sylvia.
Oh, bathroom's down the hall. Look out for the closet. So what's your beat?
My beat?
What territory are you gonna cover?
Territory? Oh, I'm not a reporter. I'm just the new receptionist.
Ah, of course. Sorry, what was your name again?
Sylvia Pagioli.
Once more?
Sylvia Pagioli.
Once more?
Sylvia Pagioli.
Your last name is, you know, it's a bit of a hobby of mine, making sure I know exactly how to pronounce everybody's name, because you need to know everyone. Could you say that again, so I know I've got it right? Because I think it's Pagioli.
It's Pagioli.
A bit of a trill on the G. Nice. can you say it again for me? Once more?
Pagioli.
Oh, and that long O. It's just divine. God, what an incredibly talented tongue you have. Can you do it again, just so I'm sure I've got it? Please make me get it.
I think you do have it.
I don't think I have.
I'm pretty sure you do.
I'm pretty sure I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I can assure you, not yet.
You do.
I don't.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You've got it.
I don't.
Look, I think I have to go sharpen some pencils now. Excuse me.
You know, Sylvia, Your voice is just gorgeous. It really, really belongs on the air. And I'm not kidding you. I'm not behind the receptionist's desk. I'm sure I can find a spot for you on Morning Edition. Morning Edition? Sound good?
Seriously?
Seriously.
Oh my God, that's so flattering. You're not just messing with me.
No, I'm not. I mean it. But, you know, first I'd need to know how to pronounce your name. Please.
Poggioli.
Again.
Poggioli.
Again.
Poggioli.
I think I've almost got it, but I need to hear it again.
Poggioli.
One more time.
Poggioli.
Once again, please.
Poggioli.
Oh, please. Keep saying it. Ah, I don't care. Poggioli.
Poggioli. Poggioli. Poggioli.
Oh, God. God, you're a professional, Carl. Oh, God. You've got to excuse me. I need to use the rest. I just need to leave.
Look out for the closet.
While going through the old files, we noticed the effect wasn't confined to men. Let's roll the last tape, which is from November 1990.
Thatcher interview, take one. I'm here on 10 Downing Street in London. Let's try that again. I'm here in 10 Downing Street in London, about to speak to the Iron Lady herself, Margaret Thatcher, just hours after the Argentine government has surrendered and returned control of the Falkland Islands to the UK. I've been given a few minutes with Mrs. Thatcher before she addresses a special session of Parliament.
Is this it? Just you? Oh, right. You're that woman from American radio. All right, let's get on with it. You have precisely 10 minutes. And kindly stick to the list of approved questions, please.
Yes, of course. It's an honor to finally meet you, Mrs. Thatcher. My name is Sylvia Poggioli from NPR.
Could you say your name again, please?
You can call me Sylvia, Mrs. Thatcher.
No, I'd like to hear your last name again, please.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Thatcher. What did you ask me?
I said I would like to very much hear your last name again, please.
No. Oh, no. No, I can't do that, Mrs. Thatcher. No. I'm sorry. I'm done giving away freebies.
Excuse me?
Nope. Not doing it unless I get something out of it.
My dear, I have no earthly idea what you're referring to.
My last name.
What about it?
Mrs. Thatcher, you want me to say my last name, and I'm not going to say it unless you give me something in return.
This is ridiculous. I thought the British press was rude, but you Americans could really teach them a thing or two. Do you want to do an interview or waste your time playing games?
This is what you want to hear me say. Podge.
Oh, goodness me.
See, I'll say the rest, but I need something from you.
This is highly irregular.
Podgy.
All right. What do you want?
I want a 30-minute interview right here, right now. No subject off limits.
Rubbish. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't accommodate you. I have to address Parliament in the Commons.
They'll wait.
Oh, Miss Porcini, or Prosciutto, or whatever your ridiculous name is. You've already squandered 3 of your allotted minutes on this nonsense. Do you happen to know who gave me the nickname the Iron Lady? Some people assume that it was the lapdog British press, but no. It was actually the Soviets who called me that. Because I refused to negotiate with the coal miners. I refused to negotiate with the IRA. And of course, I refused to negotiate over the Falklands. I'm certainly not going to negotiate with an American radio journalist. Oh, my goodness. I'll give you what you want.
30 minutes, darling.
30? Yes. 30. Cynthia?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to need you to delay our address this afternoon by 30 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. Are you okay, ma'am?
No, I'm fine, Cynthia.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready for it?
Yes. Heaven above help me, but yes, I'm ready.
Here it comes.
Oh, hi there.
You must be Mrs. Thatcher's subconscious mind. Thanks for letting me in.
That was easy.
That was easy.
That was easy. Oh, come on, Mrs. Thatcher. Stop fighting it.
You're strong. You're tough. You're the Iron Lady. I get it. But now it's time to let go. Now it's time to submit. This is what you've been waiting for.
This is what you've been waiting for.
This is what you've been waiting for. You're going to like this.
You're going to like this.
You're going to like this.
Open your mind.
Open your mind.
What's that? You want to hear my name? My name's Sylvia. Sylvia. Sylvia, I am British. It always rains here, and I'm...
What?
You wanted to hear my other name. Not so fast. Oh, poor thing. Look at you. You're so desperate for it. It's almost sad. I'll say it for you. But I need to make sure you're a good girl first.
Good girl first.
You love my voice so much, don't you, my dear?
Don't you, my dear?
You don't mind that, do you? You don't mind that, do you? You don't mind if I call you dear?
Dear.
And honey?
And honey.
And pet?
Pet.
Do you, Madame Prime Minister? I think we're past that point now. I'll tell you a secret, my sweet.
Everyone at NPR wonders how I get all of these great interviews. They think I must be giving blowjobs to everyone I meet. Who the fuck do they think I am? Terry Gross? They're wrong. I don't have to touch anyone, let alone suck their dicks. I can just make people come with my voice.
Famous people.
Important people. Let's go on a journey together, shall we? I know you've been a busy little Prime Minister, but you have time for this. I know you want this. That's why I'm here. Look at me. Margaret, look at me. Oh my God, your eyes.
Oh my God, your eyes.
Your eyes are so beautiful, Margaret. Has anyone ever told you that? So blue and so clear. Color of steel. Of resolve. Of water. So soft. You want to close them.
You want to close,
you want to close them. But don't. Not yet. Soften your gaze and let it rest. Let your gaze soften and come to rest. On me. On my chest. On my breasts. It's okay. I give you permission. I know you've been looking at them. Just watch my breasts under my pillowy white blouse rise and fall with each of my breaths.
There you go.
They're so big, aren't they?
Do you want to know why they're so big,
Mrs. Thatcher?
They're so big because I'm Italian.
And they're also big because I'm American.
They're big Italian-American breasts. I just love how that works out. Just relax and follow my breathing.
In and out. Up and down. Heaving under my breast.
I want you to imagine that I'm reaching up to unbutton my blouse. Shh, don't worry. No one can see us. It's just you and me here inside your head. Just imagine my hand reaching up. The top button gently pinched between my thumb and forefinger.
Gently rolling the button between my fingertips.
Snap.
And the second button.
Snap.
Oh.
Snap.
And the third button.
Oh, and the third button.
Snap.
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 And now you can see my black lace bra.
And now you can see my black lace bra straining to contain my enormous tits.
Let's play a game together. I know you like games. I'm going to count down from 10, and with each number, you're going to get more and more relaxed. When we're done, I'll say the word you've been waiting for. I promise, baby. You just have to let me hypnotize you first and take complete control
of your mind.
Okay. Don't worry. I can't make you do anything.
I can't make you do anything unless you want it.
But I
but
know,
I know
you want it.
I know you want it.
Just relax.
Just relax and keep your eyes on my breasts.
Do you think you could do that for me? With each number, you're going to get more and more relaxed and more turned on. With each number, you'll fall more and more under my spell. Shh. It's okay.
It's okay.
You can trust me. All you have to do is breathe. I'm going to count down now.
10 is for the 10 ticks of the grandfather clock, ticking in time to my chest as it goes up and down, up and down.
9 is for the 9 naughty nurses from the National Health Services needing to get naked.
8 enjoyable executives all eager to edge for you. 7
sexy secretaries showing off their skirts.
6 slutty stewardesses stripping on British air.
5 soft fingertips feeling up your thighs.
4 is the foreplay you crave every night.
3 is for threesomes, because one partner isn't enough for you.
Two lovely tits, tantalizingly close to you as you are close to falling into my spell. And
one is for the one sitting across from you who controls your every thought. You're so relaxed. Thanks for joining me here in your beautiful hypnotic trance. In the place where you're totally at ease, totally relaxed, and totally under my power. My dearest, my pet.
My pet. My slave.
I'm feeling so hot. I'm just going to unclasp my bra. You don't mind, do you? Let my warm, lovely, heavy breasts hang free. As free as the Falkland Islands. I need to just... Oh, touch them a little. Oh, God, that feels so good. Oh,
my nipples are. I have a gift for you, my darling. Are you ready? Listen, Pajoli. That feels so good, doesn't it? Makes your clit feel all tingly. Pajoli. like the touch of that bullet vibe you keep in your handbag. Pajoli. Like the touch of that bullet vibe you keep in your handbag. Pajoli. Pajoli. Like the touch of my index finger deep inside your wet, aching cunt. My finger curling, curling, curling against your G-spot, as if I'm saying, come here. Come here. Come here. Come here.
Come here.
Come here. Come here.
Come here. Come here.
Come here.
Come here.
Come here. Come here. Come here.
Come here.
Come here. Come here. Come here.
Come here.
Come here. Come here. Come here.
Come here.
Come here.
Come here.
Come
here.
Come
here.
Here.
Here. Here. Here. Oh, you naughty, naughty girl. Don't come yet. We're not done playing. Because I think I want to come up behind you and fondle your breasts.
While I lean forward and kiss you on the lips.
While I get under the desk here and lift up your skirt.
Nobody needs to know that I'm here. Touching you everywhere. Not your not bitch your of bitch an assistant, Cynthia on MI5. Though they think they know everything. And certainly not Dennis. Mm.
Do you like that?
Do you like me touching you? Do you like feeling my mouth? My breath against your wet, hot skin. My tongue. My tongue against that swollen, wet little bud. That's it. Yes. I think you're about ready to come. I know I am. When I say the word, you know what word I mean. You're going to come for me. And I'm going to come with you. Here we go. Polenta. Oh, that's not it. Oh, sorry, I know you want to come.
Sorry, I know you want to come.
I know you want to come. I want to come too.
Let me try again. Porcini. Nope. You think I know my own last name.
One more time. One more time. Paparazzi? That's not it either. This is so hard. I really want to come so badly.
Fusilli. Fusilli? Fusilli? What the hell? That doesn't sound anything like Pajoli. Oh, fuck. I said it. Pajoli.
Oh, my God. I'm coming.
I'm coming. Pajoli. Come with me. Do it. Come on. Pajoli. That's it.
Much. That felt so good. Oh. Who? What are you?
I am an American radio reporter. And you, Mrs. Thatcher, are about to give me the best fucking interview you've ever given anyone in your life.
And that's the story of how NPR secured an exclusive 5-part interview with the Prime Minister. We also have a tape of Sylvia with Pope Benedict. So we'll have to save that for another time.
Pajoli. Fucking me. Fucking. Sorry.
Pajoli.
I hope that gives you what you need for whatever purpose you need it for. And let me know if you need any more stuff.